bastard. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's, to your mum's, to your mum's, arms out to your mum's.
Yo, 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 yo. What up, party people?
Yo, theme, we are legal now, man. Episode 18.
Oh, shit. R. Kelly can't touch us now, motherfucker.
Exactly, man. Yo, man, fucking damn.
R. Like, Kelly did bail me the other day. He said he wanted to piss on me and shit. So now I just tell him I'm 18. He can't
touch
me.
Yeah, exactly. Then he ain't going, well, he ain't going nowhere, man. He's
incarcerated.
Incarcerated. With a scarred face, yeah. Now God knows what, man. Good. But brother, man, I know you've been going through it today, man. I know that you're okay, so that's why I don't know anything about it. Well, I know a little bit, but I thought save it for the pod. But what's been going on?
I'm sorry to all the peeps. I'm a bit weak today, man.
Yeah, because you messaged me earlier. You said, "Oh, I gotta go hospital if I'm all right later to record." And I was like, "Don't worry about it. Go, you know, sort yourself out. You know what I mean."
This will be like the third or fourth podcast where I'm ill as dick.
You're literally ill as fucking hospital.
But this is
dick.
As ill as dick. Ill as fucking dick. Yeah.
Jesus. But anyway, I'm the smoker. I don't do no fucking exercise. I do eat well though, but I should be the one getting ill as dick all the time, man. What the fuck? But anyway, yeah, go on.
Well, you had that frozen pizza. You know what I mean? It's not eating too good. Can you hear me good on this mic?
I can hear you fine, yes.
All right. Bruv, I've had the shits like for like intensely, yeah.
Jeez.
You know when you get the fucking shits, you have it for like 2 days. It clears up.
Yeah.
You're all good. All you gotta do is drink water, have some electrolytes, stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Rare. And yesterday I felt a little bit better. And I said, okay, I'm feeling a little bit better. My pressure is that I've got this new job starting on Monday. Yeah. So man's got to go to Canary Wharf. And then I'll probably get fired from that when they see the podcast. So, you know what I mean?
You got to hold that down. Yeah, maybe, man. Is it? Yeah, it's like a proper suit job, yeah?
Suited and booted, but you know what I mean? Smart, formal. But man's getting a senior position, bruv. So gotta be like on point. I don't want to do it. Do you know what I did? You know the 20-sided dice we had from Arms Cavern to your mum's cavern?
Yeah.
I've just said, all right, I'll do three rolls. It's a 20-sided dice.
Yeah.
All I need is something more than a 10 to tell me if I'm going to be successful at this job. Yeah. Man got a 5, a 9, and a 5.
No.
Of a 20-sided fucking, the odds of that are just nuts. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That's not nice to see, but still, you can't rely on the dice.
No, you can't rely on the dice. And I just got a 13, which isn't exactly a great number, just rolling in there. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. To be fair, we had that, we had them chicken arepas last time when Andrea was here on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she left me loads of chicken. And the next day we kind of cooked more chicken, but we put too much in the air fryer. This is what I think, yeah. Man, this story gets fucking funny as dick. I'm telling you, man. Like, it's only can happen to theme a lot. You know what I mean? Normal shit, like going to the hospital, like everything just fucked up.
Jeez.
But anyway, this chicken was a bit dodge, so we cooked it. We took it out. We saw it was a bit dodge. Mm. Maybe I'd had a bite of it or something. Or maybe the raw chicken had gone on the surfaces and I hadn't cleaned it properly or something. And now the house stinks of bleach because I've just come back as a raw, just bleaching everything. Yeah. But anyway, let me turn you up, man. I can't really hear you too much. Anyway, I've had the fucking serious, don't let me get serious shits, yeah? Talking over 10 times a day, yeah?
So what, you're
filling up with water.
So what, your anus has been going to the toilet and saying,
it's been arms house to the porcelain, house to the porcelain. I don't want to go in too much because I don't want to upset Akit. Sorry, Akit.
Sorry.
But this is a true story. Anyway, I got to be good for Monday. I have to be good for Monday. So I've been telling the head of HR, because I ain't signed the contract yet. She's trying to send me a contract with a start date on it. I'm like, yeah, Monday's cool. Then I'm like, yo, earlier in the week. I was like, listen, Monday might not be cool because the last thing you want to do is go to a brand new job. I'm working. I'm the right-hand man for the owner of this firm. Yeah?
Wow. Okay.
So I'm like working in close proximity to him. I've got bare responsibility. I'm the boss of everybody there apart from like the board directors. So A, that's going to be weird anyway, rocking up the new guy like, right, can you come and have a chat with me? I need to see what you're doing. Then, who the fuck is this guy? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
also going to the fucking Kazi every 5 seconds and not being able to eat and having no energy. I was like, yo, that's not the right thing to do. So I'm telling this lady, oh, maybe not Monday, rare. They've been asking me to come from ages anyway, but I had to finish some old painting jobs and shit. So they've been patiently waiting. Then on Wednesday, I felt better. So I was like, no, do you know what? I've just been surviving on peanut butter on toast. Wednesday, I made like some mash, made some broccoli, had a little bit of like just plain white fish. I was like, yeah, medium sized meal, ate it, was feeling better.
So you're not throwing up.
Bath and shit, no, feeling better.
So there's no like regurgitation.
Nah.
No, it's just purely
no
down south.
Throwing up, throwing up, not once. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is this shit? Anyway. Wednesday feeling better, so I got in touch with the head of HR again. I was like, listen, do you know what I mean? Monday it's cool. Anyway, today woke up fucked, like immediately fucked. I'm like, whoa, my stomach is killing me, like mad pain, like actual pain in my stomach. You never get that.
No, yeah.
And like mad diarrhea straight away. So I go in anyway, I go into the bathroom, I'm gonna brush my teeth, I see my tongue is like fucking yellow. Like, right, that's it. Something's fucked up. And now I'm starting to get, because I'm like a paranoid freak, now I'm starting to think like, fucking hell, I'm getting ill as dick. Anyone who listens to the podcast, like even Jazz will vouch, like, I get ill as dick like all the time. Ill as dick. Yeah. Thinking, fuck me, something, have I got like an underlying issue? Yeah. Like this is not good, bro. This is not good. No energy. Can't eat. Don't even want to eat. It's not like I have an appetite. Like, I just don't even want to eat. Losing weight. Rare. Went to the fucking gym on like Tuesday, like stupidly did like a whole chest bench press exercise just to try and like get my red blood cells up to get a bit of life in my body, man. But came back and crashed on the sofa for hours. Woke up today, fuck. So I built this girl back up again. It's like the fourth time I said, no, I didn't bail. I sent her a message. Yo, pretty much like, yo, I'm fucked. Like, I don't care about anything anymore. I'm going to hospital. Like, I need to have this sorted out before I start anyway. I can't concentrate on anything.
Yeah.
She's bailing me back instead of, like, responding on text. But I'm going on the tube to Charing Cross, yeah? So I saw my tongue, saw my stomach, saw my... I'm like, fucking hell, I got to go. Went to A&E. Fucking hell, yeah.
Which A&E? Which one? Middlesex or...
Charing Cross.
Charing Cross, okay.
Charing Cross. Like Fulham, the beginning of Fulham Palace Road, like Hammersmith.
Yeah, I know the one.
Off at Hammersmith and bot from there, yeah. Anyway, and I'd been to the GP, I forced my GP to take my blood because I'm like, yo, I've blatantly got something bad, take my blood. They like took my blood and they're like, yeah, we can't send you the results till the 24th of March. And then like, that was a couple of days ago. Woke up today, I'm like, no, I can't wait for that. So anyway, went to A&E. Go to A&E and there's bare people in the waiting room. And you have to shout through the glass because the staff are behind the glass. Like, hello, darling, what's wrong with you? What is it? I've got fucked diarrhea because she can't hear me.
Yes, you know, so you're shouting it in front of everybody.
Fucked, like, I can't do anything. A man is fucked. No, man, stomach cramps, got no energy. She's like, go sit down in the hallway. So I go and sit down.
Did you show her your tongue?
Nah.
No, okay.
She don't care, you know what I mean?
No, yeah.
So, and and the doctor, you see this little skin thing on there? I had a tiny skin thing sometimes that flares up. It's gone now because this is the main part of the story. I've been taking antibiotics for this, it happens, like it flares up sometimes in my life.
What, the diarrhea or the thing on your face?
No, the thing, the little patches of redness on my skin, yeah?
What, is it like psoriasis or something? Or
no, it's like eczema. Like an infection sometimes that I get.
Oh, okay.
So I got to keep everything mad clean, like any razor. It's got to be mad, like either brand new or like boiled and heated, like all that kind of shit for my face. Because I'm a pussy old little white skin face. Like, it's just a pussy. Everything's just a pussy. And
damn.
So I've been taking these antibiotics, and bearing in mind that's happened to me twice before in my entire life. So I know these antibiotics. I know I'm cool with them. Yeah. So Bosch got a repeat prescription. Bosch. Anyway, went there. I'm sitting in the hallway. And I'm looking at the hall, you know, it's like rank in there, and I'm just feeling like fucking hell. And then I was feeling like I could spew, I could do anything. And then bam, it hits me. I said, shit, I've got to go to the toilet. I've got to shit. I've got to shit.
Uh-oh.
But I've been waiting like 25 minutes. I'm thinking, I know if I go for shit, they're going to come out. Hello, it's theme here, please. It's theme yeah, here, please. You know exactly. what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I can't risk it. So bam, I go to the toilet and come back. And there's one nurse like walking like to go and have her lunch. She's holding her lunch, but she's kind of like staring at me. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, does she want to say my name? And anyway, this nice little old lady who's also waiting. Is your name Andy, man? And I'm like, yeah, that's my name. She goes, yeah, you were called out. Oh, no way, man.
For fuck's sake.
But this fucking fat prick has gone into the room instead because they've obviously said, oh, he's not here. Let's call in DJ Roly Poly, like this fucking rank geezer. You know them geezers who wear the t-shirt, like the whole belly's hanging out?
Yeah.
You know them geezers who buy normal trainers, not Crocs, but they stand on the back of the heel of their shoe and they flatten it like a flip-flop.
Like
it's one of these kind of bread. Yeah. yeah. It's this kind of bread, like stains God. All over him and shit. I'm like, no. So I go into the nurse's room and say, yo, my name's Andy. You called me before. I'm sorry, but I'm so ill. I had to go and use a look. Like I need to be seen.
Yeah.
So this guy, he's like, oh, he gets booted out. And I go in there and they're like, what's your symptoms? And I say, bam, 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 bam. And I list them like a million symptoms. So basically, I'm ill as dick all the fucking time. And I'm a boxer.
Do you remember that old song that we used to sing back in the day when we were kids? It goes down the loo like Superman 2. Diarrhea. Diarrhea.
But I'm
it
like, yo.
To your bum like pedigree chum. Sorry, okay.
Chum. Yeah. I never get ill. I do boxing. I do football twice a week. I do basketball on Fridays. I'm in the gym lifting weights 3 times a week. Like, what the fuck's happening to me? This is all new. Like, I'm blaming it on these fucking vaccination for COVID. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
And this is the second time this year I've had the squits. I'm like, man.
Jeez.
So she's like, all right. And I'm like listing off. I'm like rapping, basically. Like emceeing fucking problems at her. She's like, oh, okay, cool. Come through. Takes me to like the more urgent bit. Bam, sticks all the shit in my arm. Takes bare blood. And I'm like, yes. Because I said they took my blood before, my GP. Mm. But they want 17,000 years before I get the results. What about here? She's like, no, we'll do it in an hour. I'm like, okay, bless. Then she sticks some other tube in my arm, like giving me like some steroid thing. She said it was like just to make me like bring up my levels and hydrate me and rare. So I'm like, oh man, now I'm being seen to. You know what I mean? Now I'm being seen to. Then I go into with this lady. She does the blood. I go back and sit down. Then this doctor comes. He's like, hello, can I see Mr. Fiend, please? I'm like, oh shit, that was quick. You know, then I'm thinking, oh shit, that was too quick. Like, what the fuck is this guy going to say? Yeah. So I pick up my bag and shit, bowl down the hallway, go and check, go and he's like, locks this room, blah, blah, blah. And it's nothing. He's like, yo, I'm the doctor who's going to look at the blood, rare. When we get the samples, it will be with me. But the woman who's taking my blood is still in there. Just finish up with her. She's going to do a few more tests, like blood pressure tests, rare.
Yeah, pressure and all that. Yeah.
So I'm just finishing with her. Okay, thanks. Go and sit down. She gives me something to shit in. No. And give them like
a stool sample.
It's got like a recycled cardboard like big eggshell thing and then like a little spoon, so I've got to put it in like this test tube and I've got to give them my piss as well. But I've just had a diarrhea episode like 2 minutes before. I'm all right for now. She's like, well, we need it, so just chill, you're gonna be here for hours. I was like, yeah, brilliant. I've got my book, I'm cool. Just before I'm leaving this room, I don't know if you've ever had this in hospital. One of those medical students comes in. Hi, my name. This chick's like some 22-year-old chick.
Yeah.
You know, on her 5th year of it. And I'm like, do you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm completely cool. I'd rather chat to her anyway because it'll pass the time. She's like, I need to chat to you for like half an hour, blah, blah, blah.
Was she fit?
She was all right, man. She had the mask on and everything, but she was like a young woman. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry for the question. I mean, and, I'm such a perv. And, I'm trying to work out the porn scenario for this.
Yeah.
I'm
just kidding. She's like 8 out of 10 hot. Seven, 8 out of 10 hot.
All right. Okay.
She like takes me into the hospital, like where there's all their like these dying grannies like sideways on their beds and shit. I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on here? She pulls the blue curtain and she just chats, asks me bare questions, because she's like training, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And I'm happy to answer the questions. We're talking about all my fucking problems and shit. Does this hurt? Does that hurt? And but I've given her permission to, I said, yeah. So then when she's done, I go back to the hallway, sitting down. Then the doctor comes. He's like, yo, come with me. I'm like, fucking hell. This is like the third time now I'm getting pulled out of this chair. I've got all these tubes and shit hanging out of my arm. I've got one of those things that you hold, like the crane thing that's attached to the drip. And I'm something like, yo, this is like my death walk. And I'm bowling down the hospital holding all this shit. And I go, and I'm like, Doc, what's up? He's like, yeah, I know you've told the nurse, rare. I need to check everything with a stereoscope, whatever it's called. I want to check your breathing. I want to check this. I'm going to push into your abdomen. And when I release, I need to know if it hurts when I release. And then I'm like, cool. Uh-huh. So I'm like, what do I need to do? I just take my shoes off and I'm like lying on this bed thing. He's doing all his thing, listening to me, listening to my breathing. I said, yo, the blood results back yet? He's like, nah, not yet. I was like, oh, fucking hell, because that's all I want to know. It's like, have I got fucking AIDS? Have I got cancer? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, Jesus.
And, well, because it's gone on for so long. And this is the fifth or sixth day of intense diarrhea. You usually have it for like 2 days, bruv. I've had it before. I went to military school where they're just like, right, have some Imodium and fuck off and get back on camp. You know what I mean? I can deal with it.
I get it. I mean, for you to want to actually go to hospital, you know what I mean? Then I know that, you know, you definitely felt something was up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, big time. But inside the cramps and shit. Jeez. So anyway, this guy's like, yo, let me know. He's like, right, that's it. All done. Just go back and wait. And I was like, oh, cool, man. And I'm just putting my trainers back on. And this female medical student walks in. Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
I'm like, bothered, you know what I mean, because I'm leaving. And he's like, oh, I just need to insert my finger into your back passage. No lie, bruv. I'm like, how can you miss that bit out? And how did you miss that bit out until she pops in, bruv? Yeah. So now this young 22-year-old chick's popped in. And he's like, and because she's already been with me, and she's like, oh, do you mind if she's here? And I can't just look at her, well, I can, but I can't just look at her and say, listen, bitch, you're gone. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, kind of, and by this time, I'm kind of like, just dead to the world. I'm like, do you know what, bruv? Man, I don't give a shit.
Have you ever had a prostate? Have you ever had
never.
A prostate?
Never. And this isn't a prostate. He wants to put his finger like proper in my ass.
Oh my God. I'm dreading the day that this happens.
But he wants residue on his gloves so he can like sample it. And I'm like, what do you mean? Because you've told me to shit in the pot. You don't need to do this, bro.
You already shit in the pot.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I said, you gave me that pot to shit in, bruv.
Yeah, but
you've given me that shit, bro. Why do you need to do this? I need to do both.
Oh, that's so nasty. This dude's
like 28, like junior doctor. You know what I mean? I'm like, what do you mean you need to do both, bro? Like, sort of semi-kicking up. But then I'm like, do you know what? Fuck it, man. I can't be fucked. What do I do, bruv? And he's like, okay, well, you turn around and you face the wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, immediately in my head, I'm just thinking about feds. Like, assume the position, hands on the wall. I'm thinking he's just going to fucking roger me like that, while I'm just like this against the wall. So I'm like, what? I just need to strip. He's like, basically. So I'm like, fuck. And this bird's got her notepad and she's like making notes of my fucking, my pasty ass, you know?
Yeah.
So I turn around, put my hands on the wall. And they're like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, you told me to face the wall. He's like, nah, bro. You got to lie down on the bed.
Yeah.
You got to have your legs on top of each other, like one of them slightly up. Like that. I'm like, that's more God. Rank. You know
that's like
I mean?
A sex position. He wants to put you in a sex
position. Exactly.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, fucking. And this room is tiny, bruv. This room is tiny. So I just like standing up, just whoop, like take my fucking kegs off.
Jeez.
Looking at my boxers, thinking, oh, man. And I just take them all off. Get in the position. And he's literally doing the thing with his glove, like pulling down the rubber glove. He's like, let me get the lubricant. I'm just like, bruv, is this going to hurt? I've never had anything like this.
Yeah.
And my main question is, how long is this going to go on for? And he's like, seconds.
I'm
like, what do you mean? Like 5 seconds? He's like, no, like 45 seconds. I'm like, what do you mean? Are you freaking seconds?
That's a lifestyle. That's a lifestyle. Yeah. That's a lifetime, man.
And I'm like, oh man, I'm not into this, man. Like,
and
I'm
he's not even checking your prostate. He just wants to get like a sample of.
Later on, I found out he also checked the, because my dad had prostate cancer quite recently, had an op.
Uh-huh, okay.
So I mentioned it. I was like, look, if you're going to do this, bruv, make sure you check my fucking prostate. Yeah, I ain't coming back for that exam.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking in my head about experts and stuff and who have said, like, oh, do you want me to, like, put a finger in your ass while I toss you off? And I'm like, no. No, I don't want any of that. I've never been into that. I mean, any of them thing there. Like, we don't want those things.
Exactly. You try and put your finger anywhere near my bumhole.
Yeah, well, what are you doing? I was like, love, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So, like, this is the first time I'm going to get rogered up the batty crease.
Oh, man. You lost your virginity. You lost your
virginity. And it's by this geezer. So I'm, like, kind of eyeing up his fingers. And I'm like, yo, this guy's, like, fucking got, like, these tonk hands. I'm like, oh, man.
Oh, my God.
This, man, this geezer's, like, 6'2", 6'3". I'm just like, bro, this isn't about, this is not about life. Assumed the position, and he, bam! Like, he rogers it, brother, bam! He doesn't be like, oh, but he pulls the cheeks apart to look for hemorrhoids, and the bird, like, bends over with her notepad, and she's like, I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
No!
Is there a camera in here? Like, am I being set up? He's like, look, there's no hemorrhoids around his anus. And I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
And, bruv, I'm telling you, the index finger down to his, like, the whole
his knuckle. Thing, down to his
down
knuckle.
Down to his, like, proper fist knuckle, yeah.
He went balls deep.
Balls deep! And I'm speaking. I'm like, yo, this is, like, this... Man, this isn't very nice. How long is this going to... All it does, it just makes you feel like you're shitting. Like, it makes you feel like you're doing a massive shit. Uh-huh. But you're not. You've just got something else in your ass. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, you know, doing his thing. And I'm like, how long left? And I'm just like panicking, bro. Like a pussy.
You didn't get any, no enjoyment whatsoever out of it.
None. And I'm thinking, but in my head, yo, listen, I've had diarrhea for 5 days. I'm thinking this is the worst thing this geezer could do.
Oh, it's all coming out. He's going
to
unplug it.
I can't fart, bro.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to fart for 5 days. And now I've got like this sensation of having to take a shit. I'm just thinking... And this girl's bending over. I wonder if there's going to be shit all over their face.
You're going to splatter dash them both.
Like, yeah, like.
Were they wearing protective glasses?
Nada. Just their COVID masks.
Just masks.
And gloves.
Okay.
But she's making notes. I don't know what she's writing, like, pasty ass motherfucker. I don't know what she's writing on this thing. Hairy bum hole motherfucker. Like,
freckled there.
Yeah, this is fucked. Anyway, he finally, like, withdraws.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yo, he's pissing himself. He thinks I'm a joker because I assumed the position that old Bill. You know what I mean? He's like, what are you doing? Like, you don't have to do. And I'm like, right, okay, is that it? And I said, so I did say to him, it's funny, isn't it, that you said to me we was just wrapping up. And then when she comes in, because I said to her face, like, you don't want to see that kind of shit.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I have to. Like, this is all part. And I'm like, really?
Yeah. Look, I've got a cousin. I've got a cousin who's a doctor. And I remember asking him, yeah, what's it like? He goes, I just stick my finger up people's bums all day. He's like, that's one of the main things you have to do, man. He's like, it's not mad exciting where, like, in ER. Do you remember watching ER? They're like, and it's like that every 5 minutes. He's like, no, I'm just basically sticking my finger up dude's asses.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm like, cool. Can I put my clothes on? Like, my cock and ball set just flapping about while I'm standing up having this chat. He's like, yeah, puts it on. He grabs it from the chair, dashes at me. I start putting my arms on.
Oh,
he's like, go and sit down. I'm like, what you be? No, he gives you paper to wipe all the lube out. So you're in front of two people.
Oh,
you're
standing
there wiping your buttock. It's fucking great. I'm like, I've got to do a comedy bit out of this. Like, surely I can do a comedy bit out of this. Anyway, I go and sit down. And I'm feeling violated. And I'm like, fucking hell, this is nuts. And then they call me back, like, an hour, maybe 2 hours passes. I'm like, okay, thank God, it's a bit, you know, they're dealing with someone else now.
Yeah.
Hi, can you come to see us, please? I'm like, right, this is it. He's like, good news, your blood is very, very good. It's on the better side of healthy. You've got incredible red blood cells. Obviously, what you were saying about your sport and shit is helping you out. It's very, very good. And I'm massively relieved because I'm thinking about cancers and white blood cells and rare. And he's like, nah, bless Arch. But he said, we need to talk to you. And I'm like,
but your shit is.
But he's talking to me and he says, but we need to talk to you.
All right.
And I'm like, well, chat, bruv. And he's like, you need to come in this room. And I'm like, oh, shit, man's got AIDS. Man's got,
no.
Man's got hepatitis. See, like, man's got, what the fuck? Yeah.
Jeez.
He goes into an even smaller room and she comes in as well. This fucking, like, my new missus comes in as well.
You've basically been going out a couple months now, yeah.
And bruv, he's like, because he says in this tiny room, he goes, listen, I need to ask you some really personal questions, private questions. I'm like, and I said to him, what? There's no privacy between us, bruv. Like,
you've had your finger up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What are you talking about? You can say anything you want.
The line has already been crossed, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, yo. He's like, okay, cool. I'm glad you. Do you want to take a seat? And I'm like, take a seat.
Wow.
Fuck me, man.
That's not what you want to hear, man. No, what, man. The fuck and happened, they, yo?
Exactly. And all I'm saying is, what the fuck? What the fuck? And he's like, listen, do you use any like sexual toys? And I'm thinking, like, and I'm like, no, because Andrea was here, like, as you know, last week we've had Andy, toys and shit before.
What did he find?
But we
up,
didn't.
What did he find up your
exactly.
ass?
Exactly. But I have to really think. I'm like, did I? But the question's thrown me. You know what I mean? It's not like a listen. Yeah. This not is what you... the deal is. It's like, listen, do you use any sexual toys? I'm like, the fuck? But he's just silent. He wants an answer. So I'm like, and I'm trying to be honest. Like,
do you use it on yourself? He doesn't mean, do you use toys?
No, he means sharing, bruv.
Oh,
he means
right.
sharing. So I'm like,
oh.
No. And he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, okay, my wife was here, but we don't have any. Mm. He's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, bruv, why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
What's happened? What's happened? He's like, well, you've got this, you have got like a poisoning, but because you're not vomiting, it's funny that you mentioned it earlier. If you're not vomiting, usually with salmonella or something like that, you're vomiting and shitting.
Mm.
But actually, he didn't say that. He said, usually with food poisoning, other than salmonella. Salmonella is very diuretic or something, he said, but you're usually vomiting and shitting. But usually when we see people sharing sex toys, they can get the same kind of poisoning, but it's just for shitting. So he's basically, I basically said, bro, you're asking me if I've been sticking dildos up my ass.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying. But unclean ones used, got given to me from the next man down the charity shop.
Without wiping it off.
Yeah. He's like, basically, he's like, I don't know if he's smiling because he's got his COVID shit. He's like, basically, yeah. I'm like, no, bruv. You know, I only have sex with my wife and we don't have any of that shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I was going to tell him, like, anytime someone's trying to, like, give me a fucking hand shandy and fucking tickle my sphincter, I've said, like, what are you doing? Like, there's no way the dildo is going up my back.
Yo, I've never met Afrika Bambaataa. He's been nowhere near me. I don't know the guy. He's never been near. Yeah.
So I'm like, whoa. And he says, okay, well, there is still a chance you've got a food poisoning from eating and your body's just trying to expel it from the diarrhea. So he's saying you can still have a chance of having food poisoning without vomiting. So it could be salmonella. I'm like, oh, okay, okay.
Because did you tell him about the yellow dildo shit, the yellow tongue? The yellow tongue.
Yeah. I said, but what about my yellow tongue? And what about this diarrhea for like 5-6 days? And why the salmonella going? He's like, well, listen. Do you see them antibiotics you've been taking? Bruv, I've been taking 4 pills a day since the 24th of February.
Okay.
4 motherfucking pills. They're called tonk pills. I've been taking 4 a fucking day since the 24th of February.
Uh-huh.
Your body's now allergic to them, bruv. I was like, what?
Okay.
He goes, these pills... I said, nah, because it's happened to me twice before and this is a repeat prescription. Mm. I just told the doc... She had it on file. Bosh. He's like, doesn't matter. You could be allergic to bananas next week. Your body, when your body changes, your body changes. I was like, oh, you're now allergic to that antibiotic. And that has scarred your intestine, your lower colon, and your stomach. And it's like caused like a bad, bad effect.
But I thought you were taking the antibiotics because of the diarrhea. So you blatantly had...
No, for the skin thing.
Oh, for the skin. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
So the whole time that I might have had salmonella from this fucking chicken, yeah?
Jeez.
And I've been thinking, why is the diarrhea so mad intense? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's because I've been taking 4 of these fucking pills without knowing. without knowing I'm allergic every day. Plus, I got food poisoning.
Oh,
so
shit.
The fucking arms house to your mum's house on the Kazi has been so intense because it's been a double
whammy,
a double causa, a double thing. I'm like, what the fuck are you telling me, man? Jeez. Today, when I saw my tongue, he's like, yeah, your tongue is like a display unit of your kidneys, your liver, and your stomach.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like, what's that thing he said? It's almost like, you know, the bottom of your foot, like reflexology.
Oh, yeah.
You can touch this bit to like your liver, touch it. It's exactly the same as your tongue, but for all the things of your lower abdomen, like kidneys, liver.
Like the digestive thing. Part. Kind
yeah,
of
your digestive there. Tract, yeah. All of that shit. So you did the right thing. Because I said, today's the first day where I said, fuck those antibiotics. Because that's the only thing new in my life that I've been ingesting. And I'm absolutely fucked. Which made me go to the hospital. He's like, you can't take them anymore. So I was like, bruv, I've been taking them for like 5, 6, 7 days, 4 a day. No wonder I've been so fucked.
Jesus.
Plus, I've got this food poisoning.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's why the diarrhea has been like astronomical. I'm like, fucking hell, bruv.
Wow.
But still, I had to poo in the tub, get the little spoon, put it in the little tube. Rare, he's going to send it off. Rare.
Jeez, Louise, man. That's man, an experience.
Only me, bruv. Only me, bruv.
I've been waiting for
this chick was there the whole time.
Oh, man. That is like a scene from a fucking, you know, one of them cringe comedy movies, you know? Like just everything going wrong, man. But then it's still, though, a relatively happy ending, though, considering what you were
so
thinking.
Lucky I went. Because these tablets here, I don't know where they are now, but there's like fucking 16 left.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So that's 4 more days. I would have just kept on boshing them.
Mm.
Scarring my insides. They're like really fucking me up. Wow. And I'm like, so Doc, I'm scared to get the train home. Because there's no Kazi on the train. I'm in bad condition. You need to give me a little time. He's like, I'm not giving you anything. Like, you're not taking anything. All you're doing is drinking, like, pure, get some fresh lemons, cut them, squeeze the water in, boiling water in that, and drink that. Just get the acid in there. Maybe drink some Yakult to replace, like, bacteria. But you're not taking anything, bro.
Mm.
So you're not taking shit. The only route you're going down is the diarrhea route to clear out your shit.
Mm.
I'm like, bruv, it's been going on for 6 days. I got the fucking new job sign on Monday. Like, bruv, it's been a fucking
But did he say
nightmare.
You should it should clear up by Monday, hopefully? You got he's, a good three, 4 days.
Yeah, hopefully by Sunday. I'm like, bruv, I got my kids' taekwondo grading on Saturday. I've got rare. I can't just be...
Yeah.
He's like, you can buy an over-the-counter, like...
A diaper?
Like, a male stop diaper. Stop your diarrhea team.
That's
so I'm praying.
Yeah.
If I was 1% better tomorrow, 1%, I would be in tears of joy.
Yeah.
I got back.
Sorry.
I've been to the Kazi like 6 times. Yeah, sorry. Okay. That wasn't even a burp. That was in my throat.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And I'm double ill, man.
Yeah.
I've been to the Kazi 6 times. But you know what I did? The stupidest thing. You know? I was so happy to be alive. I was like, yo, I've got no cancer. I've got no AIDS. I'm all good, and I'm walking down Hammersmith Road to go to Hammersmith D, and I saw Honest Burgers, and I, do you know what? I'm gonna treat myself. I got a cheeseburger.
Oh,
and
wow!
Shit. And when I got home, I was like, oh, why did I eat that shit? Like,
yeah,
I'm
then
fine.
You were like this on the toilet. I'll bring on down to your
mom's house. No, I was more like just feeling sorry for myself in bed, like dead, dead.
You know what?
I'm telling Andrea, she's pissing herself.
Like, yeah. You're reminding me a bit of again, to bring up my dad, man. Like, he suffered from colitis in the last few years of his life. Colitis is like part of your
I've been reading all about that in the last couple of
years. So he like basically like it took a lot to try and get him out of the house. Obviously he went out of the house and stuff, but like if he was ever more than 10 meters away from a toilet, he was just nervous, on edge. Because he could go at any time, you know? And his sphincter weren't going to hold that shit in, But he told me once...
he got that trembling sphincter.
Yeah. He told me one of the most horrific things, man. Like, literally, like nightmare stuff. Yeah, because my dad, as you know, Andy, but maybe people listening don't know, he used to appear on TV all the time. He was a journalist, political journalist, you know, specializing in the Middle East. Yeah, so obviously, yeah. Since 9/11, there's been a lot of, you know, stuff about that shit. So I mean, there has been always, anyway. But so he appears on a show called Dateline London. He actually helped bring that show to air. It's on with Gavin Asler. I don't know who presents it anymore, but it's on BBC. And he did literally 11 years he was doing that. So that was like kind of one of the main things he did, with many other stuff as well. He came home once, yeah, because we were usually I'd try and watch him. It's on about 11 o'clock in the morning on Sundays, yeah. And he wasn't there every week, but anyway, he was there this week, and we were watching it. You know, he's talking about the weekly, you know, the news happening in the week. Him and like a panel of guests. There's like four or five people and the host. And it all seemed fine on TV. And then when he came home, he was just like, I can't believe what just happened. We're like, what the fuck happened? He basically was live, because it's live. It happens live. He said he shit his pants halfway through the show. And because everyone there was professional, everyone could smell it. But they couldn't.
No.
Of course, he shit his pants. My dad's shits stink, yo. I can tell you that from firsthand experience.
Big, like, big man squeeze.
I felt so bad for him, man, because he literally couldn't get up. You know what I mean? Because they were live and he was there, had to talk and discuss while he shit himself, man. Can you imagine that on TV? But because everyone, obviously, there's like other journalists, they're not going to say anything. They're going to like stand up, go, you know, what I mean? That's not going to happen.
Because
live.
He's a professional as well. He just cracked on.
Correct. He had to. Oh, he had no choice. Imagine that. Imagine. It only happened to him once, yeah? But he was horrified, as you could imagine, from that happening. Obviously, he's a grown man and he knows literally shit happens, you know what I'm saying? But when he told me that, even I was like, oh my God, I can't believe he experienced that on live TV. But obviously, they're on the desk, so you can't see anything from the waist down. And he had to, like, after it finished, he had to get up and go and he had to clean up and all that. And everyone knew, you know what I mean? It was just, oh man, the most embarrassing. Oh, fucked up, man. Thing, yo.
That is awful.
Imagine, man. That, man. Fuck.
That is awful, man.
But you know what? Let's go into your first song, because it's kind of, it's not relevant at all, the song, but the name of the song is called The Blast. Yeah, and that's kind of what you've been doing on it's what you've been doing on the toilet this past week, yeah? So this is Talib Kweli. I'm trying to segue, man. You know what I mean? I'm trying to segue into shit.
Yeah.
So let's kick this off. Talib Kweli and DJ High Tech, The Blast.
Let me practice. Talib.
That's the nurse practicing
Kweli.
For me. The medical
Kweli,
school.
I can't say it. That's why.
Oh man, I love this tune, man.
Yeah, you pronounce my name?
Kweli.
Any questions? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty.
Kweli.
We make the sky crash, feel the fly trap. Get your hands up like a hijack, fists in the air.
Kweli.
Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when the spliff's lit. It's a revolutionary.
Kweli.
They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we fighting for. Say Talib or Talib.
Kweli.
If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. If not, then just let it be like Nina Simone. You probably don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept cause his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named
Imani.
Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shot. This got to be the man High Tech, Kweli, who make you rock the body. Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like the blast from a double barrel shotty. It's got to be your man hot sack and Quali.
I remember when it all started. Back in the day when me and mom first party. Hot tech from the beginning, I stayed advanced. A young chameleon, adapt to any circumstance. Peak game, nigga, never been a lazy nigga. Stayed on my hustle, concentrate to get the paper bigger. Stay focused, while other cats stay hopeless. My niggas stay high, I stay lower. Stacking my chips to get a four closer. This shit ain't over. Going for the gusto, keep getting that provo. It's hot tech, on the track like Flojo. Bet you ain't even know I had flow though.
Yo, make you rock your body. Start the party, my crew hot. Feel these two shots like a blast from a double barrel shotty. It's got to be your man hot tech.
That's such a tune, man. That just brings me right back to, I think, was it 99 or 2000 when that song came out?
Memory Lane, Mother Lover's Memory Lane.
Such an ill
2000.
Tune. Yeah.
And we've been we've mentioned Quali a few times, and we're both saying that he kind of like gets lost by other MCs, like especially Mos Def.
Mm.
And I don't really like his, I like him, but I don't really like him. You know what I mean? He's one of those ones. But on that tune, I like the whole tune.
Yeah.
But still, Hi Tech's not known as the rapper. He's known as the producer. But you can tell he made that beat because the way he comes in, I remember when it all started. And he's like, he's riding it better than Quali anyway. But the whole thing is nice, man. It's
beautiful.
That's one of the ones I can get down with.
No, but that album, Reflection Eternal, I'm pretty sure it's on that album, the Talib Hi Tech album.
It is, yeah.
That's an incredible album, man. That's Talib at his pinnacle, man. I mean, he's, like I said, he's featured on a lot of songs and he's done some great stuff. And I do like him, though. I don't dislike the guy. I do like him.
Yeah, I do like him, but I just...
But I just bring him up when it comes to that content and flow. You know what I mean? Like he leans into the content, whereas other people tend to lean more to the flow. And just my preference is more the flow side of things. But I love what he talks about. He's an intelligent guy. He's and like in hip hop, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, I don't know how to put it, but like, you know, conspiracy theories and like people who kind of like pseudo political, you know what I mean? Who're trying to like oversimplify things and like lots of misinformation, just shit like that, man. And Talib, he's, you know, he's a smart cookie, man. He's always
and like you say, he does that's him at his best on that that record there, Reflection Eternal, man.
Yeah, it's no nice. Doubt. No doubt. That and the Black Star album, obviously, he's great on that as well. But, you know, Mos Def is a bit better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot better.
So what? Listen, Andy, the reviews, the critique of people's grab.
Yeah, man, it went down well. That was good to see.
We've had some good feedback, man. We've had some great feedback and people loved it. They said, someone even said that we did a good job and we were very, what was the word he used? Humane, he said. We were very humane. Yeah,
people want a tapas t-shirt.
Yeah, tapas on t-shirt.
Tapas you t-shirt. Reminded me. Tapas has gone down as like the new legend of graph, bro.
And even Joker, tapas, I think he's from up north. You know, he definitely is from up north. Like we had a little back and forth through DMs and stuff. He seems like a chill dude. You know what I mean? He was taking it on the chin. You know, he said, well, you know, we all got to start somewhere. And
did he
and,
see like, all the love he got? Metzky, all the hits, all the grab hits are like, yo, this geezer is a fucking legend.
We all love a good laugh, man, and yeah, exactly. And the reason why we're humane, well, the reason why I want to be more humane when it comes to the critique, obviously we're gonna have fun and catch jokes, and like I said, you need thick skin if you're gonna send your images in. Because people, you know, can be quite fragile sometimes, yeah. But also, we don't want to dishearten anyone. We don't want to, you know, we're all brothers in this graffiti game.
It's
you know
easy
I mean?
To gun people, man. Yeah. It's too easy just to gun and be a prick, and we're not that age anymore either, man.
No, exactly. And also,
I love the way you see Met was having Met's had a bad month, and he saw that he was pissing himself.
That video he did, he was cracking. His laugh is so infectious as well, man.
Yeah, and I hope Tapas went on to his Met stories and Met sketches because he fucking kills it with the sketch. Have you seen some of the
when he does the full page
the characters, the full pages, all them kind of geezers, them old school fat chin geezers with baseball bats and low life teeth, like, man, sick.
And I love what Met does as well. It's like you know, it's just classic traditional style. There's no like you know, faffing about. Graph. It's just proper, just letters, boom, characters, stars, bubbles, and, you know, arrows and shit coming out. Yeah. It's just and dope colors. Yeah, the dude's a G, man. I love that shit, man. And yeah, I love seeing him get creative, man, no doubt. But what, I sent you two. We're going to do... Because last time we did five, it was the first one. We were trying to get the ball rolling. I think if we're going to make this a regular segment, we don't want to take up too much time of the podcast. So I thought two per episode. Maybe we'll up it to three, depending on how it goes. But let's go through these, man. What was the first one I sent you?
So let me check it out. You're sending them on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I haven't seen these again. Yeah, no. Here we go.
You're going for the colourful one first, yeah?
Send. Well, I'm going for the first one first.
I thought it said send until I asked the dude, and apparently it didn't say
Senna.
Senna. Yeah, exactly. That's a lowercase a.
Senna.
Very simple. Let me describe it for the people just listening. Very simple outline. I mean, there's a little bit of style to it. You know, black outline, red and green little things in the fill, black... a little one-time round it, a little black smudges around the outside. I mean, it's not bad, though, to be honest.
But the thing is, it's neat and tidy, but it's obviously not fucking amazing, but dude knows where his shadow's going.
Yeah.
Dude's done a border, then he's done his little kind of gaps between his border. He's put the shapes in with the black and shit.
Mm.
He's done the stars, you know what I mean? The letters aren't bang-bang, but it doesn't look like he was trying to go in bang-bang.
No, exactly. But, and there's some consistency, you know what I mean, to the thickness of the
border. I like the straight, and I like the straightness, how the border's like tough on the letters and stuff like that. No bleeding and shit. You know what I mean? It's not too wackily.
Again, if I was going to nitpick now, Senna, I'm nitpicking now, brother, because that's not too bad for a sketch.
I bet you, I see if I know what you're going to say, because I think I know what you're going to say.
All right, I would make the shadow thicker. I would make a bigger shadow, maybe even a thicker outline as well. Just like thicken it up a bit, make it a bit more chunky. And if you look at the hole in the A at the end, because it's a lowercase A, so there's a little hole there, and compare it to the E. Is that what you thought I was going to say? Yeah, because the E,
yep.
The top of the E is, you know, like I said, it's much smaller than the... Because ultimately, the lowercase E is basically just a lowercase A just turned upside down. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if you turn that one around to make it an A, look at that bottom bit. It just looks way too pony. You know what I mean? So maybe match that up to how you did the A at the end. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say, well, it's kind of similar. The hole in the E and the hole in the A. The top line of the lowercase E is a straight diagonal down line. But his hole is like a circular hole.
Yeah.
I never really kind of liked that because it should be...
It should match. Change,
like, moving on my phone. Yeah, exactly. So if you've got the circle, middle bit of your E is a circle, then the E has to be a circle around it. You know what I mean? But it's kind of like... It looks like that's kind of his style.
I think, he's trying to input a little bit of his style into there. I mean, listen, I don't want to big up Senna too much because... Because I'm trying to think, because it is toy, yeah? When I look at it straight away, I don't look and think, oh, this guy's been doing it for ages. I just go, you know, this guy is a beginner, but everything's neat, you know? And like I said, he's not gone too crazy, because like I said, that toy behavior where you just do too much.
Yeah, there's no toy behavior. He's neat and tidy.
I would say the toy behavior is like just like those four random stars. He thought, I'll put a star in each letter. And he just whacked a random star in each letter. I mean, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bad thing.
People do that. People do. Yeah. But if you're going to do that, the stars kind of need to flow throughout the whole piece. I know what you mean. But...
You know, like kind of, he's just kind of like just saw a gap there. I reckon it would look better without. Well, maybe. I don't know. Again, I'm nitpicking here, people. Should we move on to the next one?
Yeah.
Shout out Senna.
Shout out Ayrton.
Yeah. Uh-oh, Ayrton Senna, yes.
Man like Ayrton Senna.
So oh, shit. Next one, no, wait, hold on. Before we go to the next one, I just remembered, man. Someone sent quite a grumpy DM to our Instagram.
Oh, is it? Man. Is it?
Yeah.
It was it. I love that shit.
they were concerned why we unfollowed them. Yeah?
Who is it?
I don't know, Andy, have you ever noticed when anyone unfollowed you? Have you ever even noticed someone unfollowing you, let alone message them about it? I never understood that. I would never even notice if someone unfollowed
you. But you know, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. And also, who gives a crap? And also, I will follow and unfollow whoever the fuck I want, man. I don't have to ask you permission, yo. Yeah, but the dude seemed really concerned about. Listen, Theme, it is quite funny though. I'm going to send you a quick something for you to check out. So anyway, this guy, he goes, "Why do you unfollow me, man? Why do you unfollow me like that?" And I was like, "I don't know, who are you?" And then I looked at his page and I realized why I unfollowed him. Yeah, because sometimes when I'm scrolling, turn it down, Theme. Don't say nothing.
Turn it down.
So I start looking through. I'm like, why did I unfollow this guy? And then I look, and then there's that, and that video that I just sent you now, that's the dude, yeah? He basically is a beatboxer, And he basically does videos where he paints cartoon characters around his mouth and then films with the camera so his nose and his eyes are out of shot. You can just see, you know, his mouth and chin, and he draws these characters and they go all the way down his neck, and he goes and he starts beatboxing and it looks like the cartoon character that's drawn on him. And I must have been scrolling down one day and seen that, and it freaked me out. I'm sorry. I was like, this dude's lips, like, fucking the dude's good at beatboxing. Don't get me wrong. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm sure he's a totally cool dude. And he's got quite a few followers as well. It's not like he's got like 100 followers. Dude's got like thousands. He's got thousands and thousands of followers. I'm like, how did you even notice we unfollowed you, yo? Anyway, and so I don't know why I decided, I thought, let me be honest. I just told him, look, I came across one of your beatboxing videos. It freaked me out. So I unfollowed, man. I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then he was like, yeah, well, you know, I've heard other people say that you unfollowed them as well, you know what I mean, and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right. I basically didn't reply. I just double tapped it and gave it a heart. You know when you double tap the message, and I was just like, look, I'm not chatting.
What's the unfollow beef, bro?
And then he left another message going, all right, I'm unfollowing you now. And I was like, cool. I double tapped that one as well. I was like, good. I was like, fine. You know what I mean? Mate. And listen, people, the Arms House to Your Mum's House pod Instagram is purely to promote the podcast, man. I have my own individual one, and Theme has his own one. When I'm interacting with people and when I actually want to look at Instagram, I have curated my Instagram so I only see stuff that I like to see. Okay, guys, don't be offended if we unfollow you. Okay, don't take it personally, guys. It's all
but
love,
this one I'm looking at one now, man. I'll speak to him now, bro. I don't want to see you kind of lip-sync the camera, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, because it's like from his nose down. This one here, he's got three different fucking versions of it. Yeah, all right, you're a beatboxer, do the beatboxing, bro. Make the tune, you know what I mean? Make it a banging little thing.
Yeah.
And he's obviously good. It says he's like the beatboxing champ of some competition. But I don't want to come and see that. Like, imagine waking up in the morning and seeing like some hairy chin lips and thing.
It freaked
me out. Doing his... close up of his mouth and stuff, like he's gonna try and give you a nostril sighting, bro. You got unfollowed, bro. You got fucking problem with that, bro. You get unfollowed again, rude boy.
Now, look, I don't want to start gunning the guy. Look, he's cool. He's an artist. He can do whatever he wants. You know, it's all love. Okay, please continue doing your thing, but don't be a fucking offended, man, if I unfollow, yo. And that goes for everyone else.
Keep painting a mixture.
Whatever.
Start telling. Keep going to fucking Leek Street.
Is he a graffiti writer? I don't even know if he is. Is he a writer?
You got a ting in Leek Street.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
You know how I feel about Leek Street.
I don't mind Leek Street. I mean, I don't like it, but I don't mind it. I don't care. But anyway, that's another story. Let's go to the next sketch,
Jesus
man.
Christ. No, we can't go to the next sketch. What's that about? Now I'm going to unfollow you. Yeah, all right, Boris. Like, calm down.
I was like, unfollow, bruv, it's cool, man. Like, I wouldn't notice if he hadn't told
DJ,
me.
DJ Beatbox, bruv, we are 42 years old, bruv. We don't give a flying shit if you unfollow. Enjoy your life, man.
Genuinely. And that goes for everyone, like not just for us, like unfollowing us. You should curate your social media. People complain, I see so much shit on social media. I'm like, well, unfollow the fuckers. You can choose to follow or unfollow whoever you want. You know what I mean? That's why, you know, when people complain about what they see on social media, I'm like, well, bro, make your own echo chamber, you know what I mean? So that you only see the shit you want to see. You know what I mean? Anyway, it's all love, man. Let's continue, man. The next sketch.
A lot of people I know following it. Yeah, the next sketch. The next sketch was WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Cypher. Mate, the S. Sorry, I don't want to. Yeah, I know we're trying to be human, but the S, bro.
No, the S.
Is that an S?
Yeah, proper. I mean, I think it better be an S. I think it is.
He's got a reach. He's got a reach above it as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's even that. Look at that S as well. That's unlegible.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it an S?
I think it might be, man. I think it. Or is it an S or a 2? No. No, it's an S, man. It must be. And the other letters aren't too bad. I mean, they're not great, but they're not too
the
bad.
S is so
the S is, but I'm trying to.
The S, like, doesn't even make sense. You know what I mean? The R looks like an R. The O's got the O. The F looks like, but the S doesn't have any of, like, the negative space in it. It's almost like a throw-up kind of S, but that's still, like, not very good. But then.
It's like a throw up S, but with like a fringe going.
Yeah, I like the kind of flow and like the aggression of the F and stuff like that. The R, I'm not really into. Who does R's like that? I'm thinking, like, brings it down like that. Maybe like it's a bit Tizer S. Yeah, it's kind of near the level of Tizer S, but But the other thing for me, from a graph perspective, like, you would give me a bollocking, like, yo, you can't have the blue fill, and then the blue, is it a double border? Yeah, he's got a double border. I'll tell you why he's got a double border. Because when he put the blue border around the black, he was like, yo, this you can't see shit, this doesn't stand out, I need to. Same thing as, like, Zombie always tells me, like, nah, bruv, the border's got to ping it off, you know what I mean? So you got to ping it off. So he's like, shit, let me get that pink kind of orange.
Yeah.
And blow that in. No. But listen, it's not dog shit. It's not. You know what I'm saying? It's got the cracks in there. The cracks have kind of worked in some bits. The bottom of the S crack works. The crack in the bottom of the R doesn't work. But. It's good. It's kind of in the same kind of colorage. Yeah, but the blue,
I don't like it.
The darker blue, I wouldn't. Yeah, you don't like that kind of
shit. The cracks look like veins. That, you know, they're a bit too bendy and a bit, you know, I don't know. They just look like veins. They look like veins on my cock.
Veiny peni. And but I'm trying to think. Yeah, the S and the R. He's done the shape. He's trying to, like, link the S and the R. Like, they're like the two bookends.
Yeah, two big ones.
Bookshelf ends. They're trying to book it.
Like, he's done that well. When it comes to balance, like, when you do big letter, small letter, big letter, small letter, that, of course, that's fine to do. But he's got the balance of that correct. Obviously, the R, you know, the top of the R.
Yeah, he's got the balance on point. Cypher's got the balance on point.
I don't know about on point, but he's getting
there. Any rapper in any cypher.
You can see he's got the eye for it. And the F reminds me, what's that clothing company? Famous or Fabulous Fila? Or something? No, not Fila. It's
For Us By Us, FUBU.
No, it's like a newer brand than that. It came out in the 2000s, I think, or maybe 2010s. It's got an F. I'll look it up and I'll put it up on the YouTube, man. And by the way, guys,
made me think of something.
To everyone listening, you can watch us on YouTube, by the way. All the images will be seen on YouTube. And
you can unfollow us on that and leave dog shit comments.
Exactly. I just want to explain as well. We haven't even properly described it. It's basically a darkish blue fill, a black outline, like darker blue, little veiny kind of cracks going through it, and then it's got green, like, highlight sort of things, but like a shitty green.
I didn't even clock the green.
And then he's got a black outline, like I said, a black shadow. The shadow is all in the right places. It's kind of half a shadow and half a 3D. If you look at it, I hate it when people do that. And then he's got an even darker blue, which is almost black, as a one time. And then, as Theme pointed out, he blatantly thought, oh, you can't even see that compared to the black. So then he just put an orange one around it. Sorry, just to describe it. What did you think of Theme? Sorry, you said you thought of something. It makes
I thought
you think
of two things that I want to bring. I thought of three things.
Yeah, go on.
Three things.
Yeah.
I need to announce to the world, to everybody who's been wondering, to anyone who's going to get motherfucking upset in the graph scene, that Frez called me personally.
Oh, yeah.
The president. No, he didn't. That's a lie. He sent me messages. He's like, listen, Theme, because he heard. I've been bigging up CMS since, like, what, 1990s. I used to get a slap for trying to be in the CMS.
Cool moves.
I've talked about it on the Killer Keller project. I'm talking about every single podcast.
There's been other CMSs, and I don't think this CMS.
Bung them
group,
CMSs.
I don't.
Bung Diet CMS. All them CMSs. I'm talking about crazy mob stars. Cool.
No
moves.
One's put that shit up in like over 15 years, bro. I don't know why you're.
Fred has put me in CMS, motherfuckers. Ooh. CMS. I'll send you some voice notes to play on the podcast that I sent Fred of me going fucking wild. He's just creasing up, but now I'm in CMS.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to talk about is you were talking about clothing brands. There's this clothing brand, bruv.
Yeah. Oh, there are so many shit ones out there.
Hood Rich.
I've heard of that one. I've heard of
wearing Hood Rich.
I've heard of it,
bruv. Yeah, it's quite popular. But I'm just thinking, what do you mean? What do you mean, Hood Rich? You know what I mean? Like, A, most of these kids aren't from the hood.
Mm.
And B, like, I don't want to be hood rich. Hood rich, like proper hood rich, is having
rich.
Enough money to like put on your gas key.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Exactly. I'll go down to boss man shop, put £10 on the electric.
Yeah.
And now you're busting up the scene with your hood rich jacket.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a trap star thing. It's not like a massively good idea. Rare it says hood rich. I think you're gonna fucking buy it in like JD and shit now.
Is there like a
Stop
logo
wearing hood rich, man?
Is there a
no,
logo?
No, it literally says hood rich on the jumper or on the back of the jacket.
Yeah.
I'm hood rich. What, so you fucking you go down to Greg's for your fucking pasty lunch prop. Like, what are you chatting about?
They supersize their McDonald's meals every time.
Exactly.
Hood rich.
Exactly. Man's hood rich, bro. Man is hood rich. Still got my Blockbuster video card, man. Hood rich. But the third thing, bruv, Maddie, you told me a story when we was in the pub. I was pissing myself, man. You've got to tell.
Which story?
The story, man. So I'm going to brief it quickly and then you're going to have to say it. But
all right.
Maddie got in trouble at school one time. And when he got in trouble at school, his mum had a drawer in the kitchen where she kept all the things she'd beat him with.
Yeah.
And he got in trouble from school and the school said, right, we're going to bail your parents. He was like, oh, shit. But then, Maddie, you got to tell about the whole story. Because when your mama was speaking English and not having it, I didn't miss it.
All right. I'll tell it quickly. okay, cool. Basically, I come from an Arabic family, yeah? So I used to catch beatings from my folks, yeah, when I was a kid, yeah. That's another story, you know, but obviously nothing too serious, nothing too bad. It's all love, and I deserved the beatings every time I got them. Believe me, yeah, I was a proper little cunt. And anyway, so I used to devise different ways of, like, escaping the beating, you know what I mean? And the thing is, I usually would get a beating, like, with the wooden spoon or if it was really bad, like, the rolling pin and shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like, round the legs and shit, yeah? You know, that's basically how it was. And fucking, there's a drawer in the kitchen, yeah, with all the spatulas and the wooden spoons, you know what I mean? And you can hear this drawer when it gets opened, especially if someone's angry and they open it. You can hear that drawer being opened anywhere in the house, yeah? So anyway, I'm in school.
You could hear it from Australia. Yeah. You and Talal could hear it from anywhere. Right. Oh,
and so... So when I'm in school, I fuck up in school. I don't know what I do. I do something fucked up. And then, so they say, we're going to call your parents tonight. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get beaten now. So I go home and I go, hi, mom. And she goes, hi. And I'm like, okay, they haven't called yet. So bam, I go straight into the kitchen and I empty the drawer. I take all the spatulas, all the wooden spoons, the wooden, all the things that they used to hit me with. And I basically sellotape them to my body under my school uniform. Yeah. I like put loads, like put two up this sleeve, like one like up my trouser leg, you know, two more down the other trouser leg, and then like three down my fucking waistline, you know, and then two down the back, one sellotape to the, like, you know, Die Hard. You know, the end of Die Hard, he has the gun.
Like the
sellotape.
Ninja Turtles.
So I got two straps.
Must
on
have
my
killed
back.
When you had to take the tape off.
No, but then I sat down and just watched TV. Just waiting for the phone call, waiting for the phone to ring, yeah. And then you know, lo and behold, the phone rings, my mom answers, and when my mom speaks in English on the phone in particular, I know it's the school, you know what I mean? Like, she's like, hello, it's a, well, what has happened? And of course they tell her whatever.
What has happened?
Yeah. And then,
oh no, what has happened?
As soon as my mom hangs up, the drawer opens up, but obviously there's no noise, you know what I mean? Because it's empty, yeah? So she opens it up, nothing in there. She comes running into the living room now, like screaming. Like, And I just jump up and I grab the two on my back and I go, hiya! Like that, yeah. And I like threaten, like, obviously I'm not going to hit my mum, but
well,
I go,
I'm pulling out spatulas.
Yeah, though. Yeah. From the back of my drum, I go, come on, let's go, like that. And then my mum grabs them out of my hand, goes, give me those, like that. And I go, yeah, that. And I pull them out of my sleeve now. I go, come on, let's go. And then she's like, give me those fucking things. And I'm like, and I reach down, I pull one out of my leg. I go, come on, like that. She like takes them off me, like that. And I grab down the other leg, go, like that. And by the time I've like pulled them all out, she's cry laughing. Yeah, she's crying with laughter, and I escape a beating. She's laughing too much to beat me.
Yeah, I love that, man.
I managed to escape a beating. I had a few techniques like that. I mean, that one I only did a couple times. You can only get away with that a couple times, but. Yeah,
she won't be laughing more than like two times. Maybe.
Yeah, you had to think of something new. Yeah, exactly. But it was preempted as well. Usually when I get a beating, it's like sprung up on me. You know what I mean? It's like I'm caught by surprise. So I'm like, shit. And what I usually would do was in the living room, we had a really thick curtain, like in the living room. So I just run to the living room and then grab the curtain and then just wrap myself up in the curtain. And then they'd be whacking away at my legs and I'd be like, but I couldn't feel it through the curtain. So that was another way
The way you turned her from militant to cry laughing. I can imagine your mum's face like eventually starting to crack up laughing. That's just fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. It must have hurt when you had to take all the tape off your legs.
Exactly. It was just like shitty sellotape or whatever.
I love that story, man.
I remember the day that like my dad and my mom stopped beating me. It was like, I was like 40, maybe 15 years old. And I'd reached my dad's height by now. Yeah. And I think we were in Syria on holiday because we always did family holidays to Syria every summer. And we were on the beach and I did something fucked up. I don't know what I did. And my dad came and he was chasing me. And I just remember thinking to myself, I'm as big as you now, man. I was like, right, yeah. I don't have to take this anymore. So I remember stop running, turning around, facing my dad, putting my dukes up. And I was like, let's go. I was like, let's dance. I was like, come on. You know that? Have you seen that Eddie Murphy Raw, whatever it's from Raw?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and he's
yeah.
like, come on. I was like, bring it. I just remember my dad's face just going, oh shit. Like, yeah, okay, I can't be doing this anymore. And you know what? My younger brother, he never got a beating, man. I think they tired themselves out on me and my sister. And Talal, they realized that the
Talal
beating
never
didn't.
Got a beat.
Yeah, they realized the beating doesn't work, man. Doesn't do shit, man.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know. And so my brother escaped it, and you know, good.
See, I don't think your dad thought, "Oh shit." I think your dad thought, because you know you're a 45, 55 year old man back then. Whenever it was, you could batter a 14 year old kid. It doesn't matter if he's as tall as you.
True.
But it does mean. Oh shit, he's putting his. Like, I actually have to now punch my son in the face.
Exactly.
I can't like whip him around the legs. Dude's putting his jukes up.
Yeah.
The next thing for me to go is like, pow.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's going to have
to
fight.
Your fucking jukes down, son. You know what I mean? Yeah. Knock out his teeth and shit. And then you think, oh, it's my son. I can't do it.
Yeah. And the thing is, my dad, like, you know, again, I know it sounds harsher, but the beatings I got, they weren't like, you know, super crazy beatings. Yeah, it was fine. You know, But the thing is, that's how they were raised, man. They got mad beatings in Syria. Imagine their teachers used to beat the shit out of them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let alone their parents, man.
My mum had a favorite hairbrush. Yeah.
Mm.
My mum's from outside of Newcastle. Like, she had a harsh upbringing.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah.
My dad was never there. He's always at work. But my mum, when she lost it, she would give you a beat down there.
Mm.
And my brother was like 6 years younger than me. So at the time, he was doing nothing.
Yeah.
So she got this hairbrush, she beating me around the head, bam, bam, bam. And the hairbrush snapped, the handle from the head bit snapped off.
Well, I snapped plenty of spatulas,
man. She got so vexed. She went and got the soup spoon and then started trying to lick me with that, bam, bam. And now she always says, when I bring it up, she goes, no, Pep, that never happened. You're lying.
Same with my mum.
Yeah.
You ever bring it up to my mum will be like, you're lying. I never did that. I never. I'm like,
but with that one, I say, do you remember your favourite hairbrush?
Oh, yeah.
You broke it. And I'm like, no. You broke it on my head. That never happened. That never happened.
Damn. Man. You know what? Can I play a quick tune? Is that all right?
Please.
this is a it's just a
believe I got this far without a Danny break.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, you're doing well, theme. You're doing well. Maybe
doing good.
maybe no, nothing. this is a Roy Ayres, man. The amazing Roy Ayres. This is a song called Black Five. I'll explain afterwards why I'm playing it, but check it out. No, of course, it's just a beautiful song. That's why I wanted to play it. But it's because earlier today, I started my radio show again. I do a radio show called I don't want to go on about it too much, but I wanted to give it a little plug here on the podcast. It's called The Missing Links Show. Do you remember the concept of the show? Because I did this show years ago on a different radio station, but now I'm bringing it back. Do you remember the concept or no? I'll briefly explain it.
No, explain.
So it's the Missing Links Show. I get basically, it's a bit of a convoluted way to explain it, but it makes sense if you listen to the show. I get a start song and an end song. Yeah. So I get two songs suggested by someone else. Yeah. They give me two songs. They can be any genre, any song, as long as it's a song that was released commercially at some point.
I get what's going to happen.
Yeah, two songs. And then I fill in a 2-hour show. And each song I play, so I start with the first song and every song I play is linked to the one before, whether it's the same sample, the same drum break, the same featured artist. Maybe it's a blood relative. I don't know, but I find a link of some sort. Yeah. And so each song is linked to the one before and it goes on and on and on. And then I link it finally with the next song, the second song that was suggested to me. So it's called The Missing Link Show, and it's kind of like the 6 degrees of separation, but with music, you know what I mean? Like the Kevin Bacon game, but with music, you know what I mean? So it's a fun thing that I do, and it's kind of to show that we're all connected in one way or another. So, yeah, it's a cool show, man. I have a lot of fun doing it. I did the first show today. It's going to be on the first Thursday of every month over at The Boat Pod. You can check it out on Mixcloud, on Instagram. All the links will be below. The Boat Pod. Salute to Sophie Callis, who runs The Boat Pod. Yeah, so I just wanted to plug that. That's why I wanted to play that. And theme, I tell you what, for my next show, I want you to give me two songs, all right? A start and an end song. All right,
from any genre.
You don't have to do it right now. I've got a month.
No, I know.
Yeah, I've got a month till my next show. I'll remind you closer to the time. You got to give me two songs, any song. Some people try and throw me off and give me like weird, crazy songs, but I always find a way to link it. There's always a link somewhere. You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah.
Very positive, brother. I remember reading a comment on Instagram. I love Amber's positivity.
Ah, okay.
Very positive guy, man.
You gotta try, man.
There's always a way. There's always a link.
I'm definitely, I would call myself a glass half full type of guy. But also,
I'm glass half empty. That's why we mix. But negative Nigel. Two top tips for, they don't call me the Eggman for nothing. Yeah?
Top tips.
The doctors told me today, if you put your eggs in, you fill up a bowl of water, put your eggs in there.
Yeah.
If they sink, they're good. If they float, They're bad eggs.
Yeah, I knew
that. And you've got to dash them out. Did you know that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I knew that already, man.
Did you know if you turn your eggs over in the pocket, in the packet, like every couple of days, you can like extend their life by like double?
I didn't know that.
So all you got to do is turn them over. You haven't hadn't munched an egg for a while, but you got your pack there. You're in the kitchen cooking something up. You're, oh, shit, just turn them over.
Well, every couple of days, they said, or every day?
No, just whenever you, whenever. I mean, you shouldn't keep eggs for too long anyway.
No.
You know what I mean? But that's...
That's deep. I didn't know that. But the reason why I knew about the sinking egg and the floating egg is because, what's it called when you make it, when you swell the water and then you drop an egg into it and then it, and it,
what's you the, make a poached egg.
Poached. Is it poached? No, yeah. There's like a fancy French word for it. Fuck, I can't think of it right now, man.
Pocher.
Yeah. Pocher your eggs. But you need a fresh egg to do that, and that's how you check if the egg's fresh or not. You know what I mean? So that's why I knew that. It works better when you do it with a fresh egg. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this isn't the cooking podcast, although I would love to do a podcast, one episode about cooking stuff.
Those last podcasts were so joke of me about to munch the arepa and you looking at your pizza like, what the fuck?
I do indulge in shitty food every now and again because, you know, I do get lazy. But during the pandemic specifically, man, I was cooking mad shit, yo. I was cooking like crazy stuff like crunchy... like a fried, deep fried chicken, sweet and sour stir fries, but like from scratch, no packeted nothing, man. I make everything from scratch, man. And and like focaccia bread and shit, I was making a fucking all sorts of shit, like getting actual fish from the fishmonger and like cooking that, like red snapper and salmon and shit, like actual fish, you know what I mean? Like I'm not bought like in fillets already. Anyway, I got into
it. Oh, Maddie.
Yeah.
Have you seen the New York State of Mind tour?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nas and Wu-Tang, man. And they get O2 Arena, bruv. Seeing Nas and the Wu-Tang, and I reckon they're putting proper publicity behind it. I reckon it'll be a lot of Wu-Tang members, you know what I mean?
Oh, I reckon.
And Nas as well. Bruv, that's a fucking concert.
Yeah, I went to the
June, I think.
A few years ago, I went to the O2 and I saw Wu-Tang, Public Enemy, and De La Soul, man, on the Gods of Rap tour. That was like a good few years ago. Yeah, I managed to get some freebies for that. And so I went down there. Oh, yeah, you know who was bouncer at fucking in the O2? Was Mongo. He was working as security. Yeah, he was working. This was years ago, but yeah, he was there.
Ah, big up Mongo,
so it was
man.
Good to see him, man. I said hello and
wicked.
He was well
wicked.
Cool. But that was a great show. But again, on those huge, yeah, no, it was actually, you know what? Something funny happened with me because I went with my brother. I went with T. And for some reason, because my brother's not like this, yeah, but he took LSD. He had some LSD from somewhere. I don't know why, but he took some. And he had tickets and he had seated tickets. Yeah. I only had tickets and I don't want to sit anywhere. I want to be in the crowd. I want to go up, you know, and actually, you know, be in part of the crowd for that type of show. So he was sat down on his seating. I knew where it was because I went to see him while he was sat down. Then I went into the crowd. Then I get a text message from my brother saying, oh, there's a guy behind me. I think he's going to want to fight me or something. He was like, Maddie, quickly come back to where the seat is. Yeah, I think I'm going to have a fight with this guy. And I was like, oh, shit.
And you're like, Talal, chill out,
and
man.
Talal, he's not, he doesn't fight any, like he's definitely the furthest thing away from wanting to fight anybody. And when he sent me that, I was like, oh, shit. So I run over there, go up to where he was sat down. And then I see him and he's pinging off his head. Yeah. And he's like, and there was a guy behind him. I'm trying to remember this correctly, yeah, because I was a bit drunk. But he was like, because he was standing up. That was it. He wasn't sitting down, yeah, because he was standing up because he was dancing. And there was the guy behind him was like, yo, sit down. I can't see the show. I can't see the show. And he's like, there's fucking music, man. Stand up. He was like, you know.
And tripping on acid. Yeah.
And I kind of like, you know, obviously I'm on my brother's side and I got my brother's back. But there was a certain half part of me. I was like, okay, I mean, the dude behind. But at the end of the day, you're in a concert. You can't be mad at someone for standing up and enjoying the show. You know what I mean? really? Yeah. But then again, you're in seated ticket.
It would fuck me off.
The shit out of me. You know what I mean? I'd be mad pissed off, but I don't know. Ultimately, I would never get seated tickets to these things, man. You know what I mean? I'd be fucking in the crowd. And I was trying to tell my brother, come down to the crowd, fuck this seat. And he was like, nah. And he told me that this guy kept telling him, like, turn, you know, sit down. And Talal apparently turned around because the guy was eating some chips. And he said he slapped the chips out of his hands and the chips went everywhere. And I was like, oh, man. So I'm looking back.
Yes, Talal.
And obviously, when I turned up, these dudes, there was like a couple of girls, but mainly guys. And they all just shut up. Because once I turned up, they didn't say anything. You know, and I didn't want to provoke them, you know what I mean? But I just gave them a look. Let them know that I was with Talal, you know what I mean? That if you chuck it with him, I'm getting involved, you know what I mean? And but nothing happened in the end. Yeah, but I had to stay up there with Talal to like kind of, not babysit him, but like, you know, I was just worried. I knew if I went away, something might happen. And if I wasn't there, I'd kick myself, you know what I mean?
Dripping on acid.
Yeah. I was trying to just tell him, come into the
Nas,
crowd.
Nas, bruv. Nas, man.
Yeah, but I'm not
Nas
so
doing some of the old tracks and shit.
I get your excitement for this gig. I'm not that excited about it. One, because I've seen Wu-Tang several times before, not just once or twice. I've seen them many times, and all, like, you know, whether all of them were there or some of them were there. I've seen him in loads of different scenarios, and I've seen Nas a couple times as well. And as we've said in previous podcasts, Nas don't really do much, man. Obviously, he raps the fucking ill tunes, but as for show,
it's the tunes. I want to hear, see those tunes, because soon he won't be touring. You know what I mean? No, maybe one day when all that shit's been and gone.
If you haven't seen him,
like, oh, I didn't see it.
If you haven't seen him,
I've seen Wu-Tang once. I've seen Individuals a couple of times.
Yeah. Now, if you haven't seen him, you should definitely check it out. It will be good. I mean, yeah. I mean, Nas is incredible.
But a few of my brethren are like getting VIPs because you get like a couple of free drinks and a bit of munch. Bro. And it's like, you know, £250 a ticket. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, no,
and
fuck
I might
that.
Just go and sit that. First, I'm going to try and see if I can get some sort of list.
Maybe reach out to Mongo.
Big Mongo on the door, bro.
If he's still working there. I mean, I don't know if he is, but yeah, double check. You know what? I saw a flyer the other day. This I want to go to. And Theme, you were talking about how you always go to Shabazz the Disciple and all those hardcore hip-hop shows.
Yeah.
This one is a show like for the celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Because 2023 is the, you know, official, unofficial 50 years of hip-hop. This flyer, which I'm going to put up on the screen, I've got nothing to do with it, you know. I'm not part of the promotion team or anything, but it just looks fucking sick. It's a band called Simande, yeah? Incredible band. I'm going to send you some. I wish I had a song of theirs to play now, but Simande, they have a song called Bra, B-R-A. They're an English band, but they've got members in the band. They're all ethnic minorities. You know, they're all from all over the place. To be honest, I'm not too up on the band, but their music is incredible. So they're headlining. Then they got DJ Jazzy Jeff and DJ Coco. DJ Coco is the next level DJ supreme. He only plays 7-inch records, but he is one of the most incredible DJs you ever see in your fucking life. We have an exclusive DJ mix by DJ Coco on our Tarboosh Records YouTube channel, so go check that. We got two exclusive mixes there with him and Fresidente out in Dubai when they flew him out there. It's got Yasin Bey and Talib Kweli, Black Star, performing. It's got Children of Zeus performing. It's got DJ Mr. Thing and Shorty Blitz and Sarah Love. And it looks That's like true. It's going to be a wicked night, man. Where's the venue? Which venue is it in? Fuck, I haven't even checked which venue. Oh, and it's put on by Giles Peterson, by the way. Fuck, where the fuck is the venue? Give me a second. Fuck.
Mike Stiggy on it.
Not that I can see. I'm sure he might be.
Maybe we can reach out to Thing or Sarah Love and say,
but
I don't like being that guy.
No, man. No. I don't want to be that guy. Oh, it's like a weekend thing. Oh, shit. I haven't even looked at it properly, man. Fucking hell. It just looks sick.
All right, this bit's a bit slow for the pod.
Yeah. Okay, and that's it. I'm just saying, check
that. I've
got
to go to the Kazi, bruv.
Yeah.
Send it to me on WhatsApp, man.
Yeah.
Man's got to go to the Kazington very, very urgently.
Big up.
Play my tune.
Oh, yeah.
To see us out.
Yeah, sure.
Big up Chung Family.
Yeah.
Memory Lane.
All right, you can.
Channel U. All them thing there.
Well, I want to talk. I just want to say a quick something. If you really can't hold it, feel free to go now if you want to go.
I'm going to have to go. But what I'm going to say
is
I still don't understand how you know when someone unfollowed you on.
I don't know how he noticed it.
That geezer is moist.
I have no idea.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go one more. I'm going to block him. I'll keep my headphones in so I can hear you while I'm squeezing.
Yeah, yeah, cool, man. Cool. Let one out for me, brother. All right, so this next song, like Theme said, is a song called Memory Lane. That's Theme letting loose. This song's called Memory Lane by the Chung family. Chung family were big on Channel U, like Theme said, back in the day. And I thought when he told me he wanted to play this tune on the pod, I thought it was because he'd seen the same documentary that I've seen. On YouTube right now, there's a YouTube channel called Link Up TV. I'm sure many of you are aware of it. They're like a music channel and stuff. They did a documentary about Channel U. It's called Home Invasion, The Story of Channel U. It's like fucking an hour and a half long, almost 2 hours long. And I watched it the other day and it brought me back so many fucking memories, man, of Channel U and all the crazy videos that were on there and all the budget crazy hip hop videos that were on there and all the decent ones. You know, I'm trying to think of the artist. There was like Shiesty, that girl, and there was a fucking, what's his name? Theme, you sung it earlier. Little Derek's doing okay. Yeah, Little Derek's doing fine. What's his name? Sway. That's it, Sway. Yeah, you can hear Theme shouting from the toilet. Sway and just all them videos, man. Fleur to D. And it's got interviews with all these people and all the people behind the scenes. And like I said, it's on Link Up TV, Home Invasion, The Story of Channel U. If you remember Channel U days, it's worth a watch, I think. I mean, it's a bit long, but it's worth a watch, man. So yeah, I just wanted to say that. Anyway, people, we drop new episodes every Wednesday without fail. I think we should give ourselves a round of applause because we've stuck to our promise. We've dropped 18 episodes so far, man. So make sure you hit the like button, subscribe. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a review. It really helps. I promise you, man, please do it. And yeah, leave a comment as well. Let us know down below what you think of the show. So now we go into Memory Lane by the Chung family. Peace, peace, peace. Back down memory lane.
Yeah. It's Chung family. Uh-huh. Yo, where we taking them?
Back down memory lane.
Down memory lane.
All the memories. Touching a road, looking for variacos. We rode different manners, we strolled. Could have labeled me a Mac, I suppose. Cause I was juggling girls and playing the field for real. Fly chicks from the south, pecking the Catford. Back in the ends from Hackney to Stratford. Dorston to Clapton, Tottenham and Harston. We travel miles, son. The West chicks, they were the classic attack. They dressed slick, act right, kind of chicks you would wife. Me, I wasn't really down for the drama strap. So I pledged to dog it for life. The David Coliseum in SW1, when Temple was the one, and man were holding guns. If it was beef, we'd be swinging it out. None of the British out, but that was. I was playing ball gunner for sure. Literally schooling man's on the course. More than blessed with ability. Took me all over the globe. I was on my way to being a pro. Rocking machinos, Burberry's and Valentino's. We were classics, man's macking and Trocadero. Ortega's carnivals, parties and barbecues. I'm taking all of you back down memory lane.
Down memory lane.